Alam did not, tara, you see. Alam tara, have you not seen? We did this expression yesterday. This expression means what? Have you not considered? Have you not reflected? And if you have not, then reflect and take a lesson for yourself. A question was asked about the difference between the word ra'a and basr. Basr is also to see and ru'ya is also to see. What's the difference? The word basr is used for sight, for vision, as well as for eyes. وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةٌ. On their sights as well as their eyes. The physical eye as well as the ability to see. Whereas the word ru'ya is only used for vision. It does not apply to the eye. Like for example the word samr. It is used for hearing and also the ear. So أَلَمْ تَرَىٰ, have you not seen, have you not considered, إِلَىٰ تُ أَلَّذِي, the one who, حَجَّ, he argued, he disputed. حَجَّ from the root حَ جِيم جِيم. Hajja means to argue with someone else, to try to convince them. How? With proofs. Hajja is what? Mahajja. To argue with someone. How? With proofs. Hajja from the same root basically means what? To intend. To intend to a certain target. So in a mahajja, what's the intention? That you want to defeat the other. You want to disprove the other. So have you not seen the one who argued, who disputed with who? With Ibrahim alayhis salam. The king Namrud, what did he do? He argued with Ibrahim alayhis salam. What did he argue about? Fi concerning Rabbihi, his Rabb. Whose Rabb? Ibrahim alayhis salam's Rabb, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An that, why was he arguing? An over here is explanatory, that the reason why he was arguing was because he was very arrogant. Why was he arrogant? Atahu, he gave him. Who gave him? Allahu Allah. Allah gave this king what? Al-Mulka, the kingdom. Allah gave him kingdom, he became very arrogant, and now he's arguing with Ibrahim alayhis salam about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what happened? Idh, when? Qala, he said. Who said? Ibrahimu, Ibrahim. What did he say? Rabbi, my Rabb, Allah. You see, Rabbi is Rabb and Ya at the end. My Rabb is Alladhi, the one who Yuhyi, he gives life, wa Yumitu, and he gives death. Yuhyi, he gives life. Yumitu, he gives death. Qala, he said. Who said? The king said. Ana, I, Uhyi, I give life, wa Umitu, I give death. You see the words Yuhyi and Uhyi. Yumitu, Umitu. What's the difference between the two? The Ya and the Alif. Ya refers to he, and Hamza refers to I. Qala, he said. Who said? Ibrahim, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Okay, fine. If you also give life and death, then can you do this? Fa'inna, so indeed, Allah Allah, ya'ti, he comes, bishamsi, with the sun. When ata is followed by bi, what meaning does it give? To bring. So Allah brings the sun, meaning he causes it to rise. Min al-mashriq, from the east. So, what should you do? Fa'ti, so you come, biha, with it, meaning you cause the sun to rise, min al-maghrib, from the west. What happened? Fabuhita, so he was made to be astonished, he was dumbfounded. Buhita, from the root, bahata, bahat, which means to be shocked, when a person is startled. You see, like in an argument, somebody gives such a powerful delete, and all of a sudden, you're like, you don't know what to say, you're speechless, completely defeated. So buhita, a person who is speechless, who is startled, he doesn't know what to say, he has been defeated in the argument. So buhita, he was dumbfounded, alladhi, the one who, kafara, he disbelieved. Meaning this king. Wallahu la yahdi, and Allah does not guide, who, al-qawm al-zalimeen, the wrongdoing people. Aw, or, kalladhi, like the one who. The ayah begins with aw. And this indicates that this is connected with something else. So what is this connected with? With the beginning of the previous ayah. The previous ayah, 258, how does it begin? Alam tara ila alladhi. Have you not seen the one who? Have you not reflected on the one who? So have you reflected on this? Or have you reflected on this? So aw, meaning aw ara'ayta alladhi. Or have you considered the one who? Alladhi, the one who, marra, he passed. Marra from the root, mim rara. Marra yamurru means to pass, to walk past something. So the one who walked past something, who walked past what? Ala, upon qaryatin, a town. Qaryatin, from the root qaf raya, qara yaqri, means to entertain a guest. And the word qarya applies to a city, a town, and it is used for any kind of city, any kind of town, from a village to a big town, a big city. So it was a city. And this city, wahiya, and it, or while it, meaning the city, was khawiyatun, one fallen down. Khawiya, from the root kha, waw, ya. Khawa yakhwi. Khawa yakhwi is used for when a building is uninhabited, nobody lives there, it's deserted, nobody's looking after it, and eventually it falls down. So it's an uninhabited building that is abandoned, nobody's looking after it, and it eventually falls down. And the word khawa, which is from the same root, is used for something that is empty, or something that is desolate, something that is abandoned. Empty, abandoned. And the word khawa is also used for passing through the gap between two things. What does it mean? To pass through the gap between two things. Like, for example, there are two walls. The gap between the walls, you pass through there. When a building falls, what happens? The roof falls in the gap between the walls, isn't it? The building collapses. How does it collapse? The gap which is within it, it falls into those gaps. It falls into the rooms and so on and so forth. So this city, خَوِيَةٌ, it had fallen down. عَلَى, upon عُرُوشِهَا, its rooftops. عُرُوش is the plural of the word عَرْش. And عَرْش is used for anything that has a roof. And it's also used for a roof. It's used for anything that has a roof. So like, for example, you have a throne or a chair or something that has a roof to it, a canopy above it. And it's also used for the roof itself. So, عَلَىٰ عُرُوشِهَا, upon its rooftops. The expression خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَىٰ عُرُوشِهَا means completely devastated. The rooftops had fallen down. The rooftops of the city, they had fallen down. Imagine the whole city, all the buildings, all the houses, they're completely fallen. So it's a site of complete devastation. So وَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَىٰ عُرُوشِهَا. And also, when buildings become old, or when a city is attacked, what comes down first? The roofs. The roofs are one of the first things that come down. Qala, he said, who said this person who was passing by the city? Anna, how? Anna is a question, how? Meaning, kaifa, how will it be? Not, is it really possible, but how will it be? Yuhyi, he will bring to life, hadihi, this, meaning this city. How will he bring to life? Who will bring to life? Allahu Allah, barda, after mawtiha, its death. Look at the city, completely devastated. How will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring this back to life? Meaning the people who have died in the city. فَأَمَاتَهُ, so he gave him death. Who gave who death? Allah gave this person death. أَمَاتَ, from the root, مِمْ وَلْتَ. Allahu Allah, for how long? مِئَةَ, 100. Yesterday you read the word أُلُوف, plural of ألف. ألف is 1,000, مِئَة is 100. How much is عَشْرَة? 10. So for 100 عَامٍ year, meaning 100 years. عَامٍ, from the root, عَيْن, وَاوْ, مِيمْ, عَوْمْ. عَوْمْ basically means to float, to swim. And in a year, what happens? The earth is floating upon its orbit or its circle, and it starts from one place, comes up to another place. So this is where the floating concept comes. So فَأَمَاتَهُ اللَّهُ مِئَةَ عَامٍ. Allah caused him to die for how long? 100 years. ثُمَّ, then. ثُمَّ indicates after some time. So after 100 years, بَعْثَهُ, he raised him. Meaning he revived him. He gave him life again. He resurrected him. The word بَعْث is used for resurrection. So he was dead, Allah gave him life again. قَالَ, he said. Who said? Allah said to this person, come, how long? لَبِسْتَ, you remained. Come, we did the word yesterday as well. كَمْ مِنْ فِئَةٍ. So sometimes come is used for a question, and other times it is also used to indicate a large amount. Yesterday we read it in the context of indicating a large amount. Over here it's literally a question. So come, how much, meaning how long, Labista, you remained. Labista from the root lam ba sa labs. Labs is to remain somewhere, to stay somewhere. So how long did you stay here? How long did you remain here? You were passing by here and then you stayed. Now that you've woken up, how long did you stay? Qala, he said, this person who was brought back to life, he said, labistu, I stayed. You see the word labista, you stayed. Labistu, I stayed. What's the difference? Ta and tu. So ta is you and tu is I. So I stayed over here, yawman, for a day, a single day, aw or ba'da, part, yawmin, of a day. Whereas he had stayed there for 100 years. He thought it was a day or a part of a day. Qala, he said. Who said? Allah said, bal, rather. Bal is for what? Negation. That no, you did not stay here for a day or a part of a day. Rather, labista, you stayed for how long? Mi'ata amin, 100 years. And let's look at the proofs that you stayed here for 100 years. Famzur, so you look, ila, to, ta'amika, your food. Ta'am, food, meal. Look at your food, look at your meal that you had with you. Wa and sharabik, your beverage, your drink that you had with you. Lam not yatasanna, it ages, it spoils. Your food and drink, they have not become spoiled, despite this long period. Yatasanna is from the root seen, noonha. Saniha yasnahu. Saniha means to be advanced in age. If your food stays for too long, it's not consumed, it's not eaten, so what happens to it? It advances in its age. What happens? It doesn't have preservatives, let's say. What happens to it? It becomes stale, it becomes rotten. So saniha yasnahu means to advance in age, and as a result of that long age, to change color, to change in one's color, or to change in the taste and smell. So the food, how do you check if it's still good? You look at the color, you check the taste, you check the smell. If it's fine, then it's fine. If it's not, then it's not fine. Then it's become stale and rotten. You don't eat it anymore. And it also means, saniha also means to become musty and moldy because of age. This is one opinion about the word yatasanna, that is from the root seen, noon, ha. Some say that the word yatasanna is from the root seen, noon, ya, which means to be many years old. So whatever the root is, basically you get the same meaning, to be old, to become stale, to become rotten, however you look at it. So look at your food and drink, they have not become stale, they have not become rotten, despite the length of time. But on the other hand, wanzur, and you look, ila tu himarika, your donkey. Look at your donkey that you were riding when you came here. How is it? It's only bones now. So despite the long time, your food remained the same, but your donkey, it died and it has decayed. وَلِنَجْعَلَكَ, and so we make you. How do we know that the donkey has decayed? It will come in the ayah. وَلِنَجْعَلَكَ, and so that we make you, ayatan, a sign, لِلنَّاسِ, for the people. A sign of what? A sign of the truth of resurrection. That Allah has the power to recreate. Allah has the power to give as much long life as He wants to. وَنْظَرْ, and you look, إِلَى تُو الْعِظَامِ, the bones. Al-Izam, plural of the word, azm. So al-Izam, the bones, look at the bones. Whose bones? The bones of the donkey. Look at the bones of the donkey. كَيْفَ هَوْ نُنْشِزُهَا, we raise it, or we put it together. How we raise the bones and we put them together. The word nunshizu is from the root nun sheen zai, nashz, which means to rise. Fanshuzu comes in the Quran. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ مُنْشُزُ, when it is said to you, get up and go, then fanshuzu, then you get up and leave. So nushuz is to rise. Nushuz is to rise. So nunshizuha, we raise it. How the bones are raised. And some say that the word is actually nun shiruha, from nun sheen ra. Inshallah, in Ulum al-Quran, you will read about the different recitations of the Quran. So in one recitation, the word is nun shizu. In another recitation, the word is nun shiru. And nun shiru is from nashr, nun sheen ra, which means to rise and make, to stand, to resurrect as well, also to spread. So nun shizuha gives meaning of what? that how we raise the bones and we put them together. There we form the skeleton. Okay, how the bones are scattered, decayed, decomposed, and how we're going to raise them, put them together, form the skeleton. Put them in an orderly fashion. Summa then, meaning once the bones are all together, once the skeleton is complete, then naksuha, we clothe it. Naksu from the root, kaf, seen, wow. The word kiswa, we did the word earlier. That on the man is the kiswa and the rizq of the woman, once he divorces her and she is breastfeeding his child. So kiswa is used for clothing that is for someone else. And libas is used for clothing that one has for oneself. Generally, this is what the difference is. So, summa naksuha, then we clothe it. We clothe what? The skeleton. All the bones together, we clothe them with what? Lahma, with flesh. Lahm, we have done this word before. Lahm al-khinzir. So, summa naksuha lahma. Falamma, so when? Tabayyana, it became clear. Lahu, for him. What became clear to him? To this person, that Allah can resurrect. He saw the food, and he saw the donkey. Qala, he said. He said what? A'lamu, I know. You see, a'lamu, how does it begin? With an alif, hamza. Just as we read the word, uhyi, umitu. I give life, I give death. A'lamu, I know. So hamza at the beginning is a sign of I. So a'lamu, I know that annallaha, that indeed Allah, ala kulli shay'in, over everything, he is qadir, one who is always all able, one who is competent. Qadir is from qudra, qaf dal ra, one who has the ability to do whatever he wants to. وَإِذْ and when, meaning and mention when. قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ Ibrahim a.s. said, what did he say? Rabbi, O my Rabb. How do we know it's O my Rabb? There's no ya over there. You see the kasra at the end of the Rabb? That indicates that there is an implied ya. Which is why the translation has to be O my Rabb. Not just Rabb, but what does the translation have to be? O my Rabb. So Rabbi, O my Rabb, أَرِنِي, you show me. You show me what? Kaifa, how? Tuhyi, you will give life. You see? Uhyi, yuhyi, tuhyi. Uhyi, I give life. Yuhyi, he gives life. Tuhyi, you give life. So hamza for I, ya for he, and ta for you. So kaifa tuhyi, how will you give life? To who? Al-mawta, the dead ones. Al-mawta, plural of mayyit. Mayyit, one who is dead. Mauta, those who are dead. How will you bring the dead back to life? Qala, he said. Who said? Allah said. A, do, wa, and, lam, not, tu'min, you believe. Why are you asking? Do you not believe that I will bring the dead back to life? Qala, he said. Who? Ibrahim a.s. said. Bala, why not? Meaning, of course I believe. For sure I believe that you will definitely bring back to life. Walakin, but, I am asking, why? لِيَطْمَئِنَّ, so that it definitely becomes satisfied. لِيَطْمَئِنَّ is said to be from the root طَا مِيم هَمْزَ نُون. Four letters, not three. طَمَئْنِينَ اِطْمِئْنَان, which is to become still after movement. Literally, what does it mean? To become still, to come to a stop after some movement. But mainly tuma'nina is used for that a person is moving or something is moving and then it comes to a stop and it stays stopped. Like for example, tuma'nina is a part of salah. In which what it means is that when you're going through your salah, it doesn't mean that you whiz through all the steps, but every position that you go to, what happens? You stay there for a moment and then you get up. You may remember the hadith about the person who came to the masjid and he prayed, and the Prophet ﷺ said, go and pray for you have not prayed. And he went and prayed again. He came to the Prophet ﷺ, he said, go and pray, for you have not prayed. This happened a couple of times, and then eventually the man said, teach me then how to pray, I do not know. So then the Prophet ﷺ told him that when you pray, make sure that you stay at every position of salah. There should be calmness. So tuma'nina is that you're moving, and then you become still. So, لِيَطُمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي, my heart becomes satisfied. You see, after all that turmoil and confusion and doubts and wonders and so many questions, I just want my heart to be satisfied. I believe, but I just want my heart to be satisfied. Qala, he said. Who said? Allah said. What should you do? فَخُذْ, then you take, أَرْبَعَةً, four, مِنْ, from, الطَّي, the birds. الطَّي seems to be a singular word, but it's also used for plural, which is why the translation over here is the birds. So take four birds. What should you do with the four birds? فَصُرْهُنَّ, then you incline them, or you cut them up. فَصُرْهُنَّ, هُنَّ means them. صُر is from the root صَاد, وَاو, رَا, which means to make something inclined towards oneself. And the word sur is also from the same root. فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ, sur, the trumpet, the bugle, when it will be blown. When it will be blown, what's going to happen? People are going to be inclined towards it immediately. Isn't it? When you hear the bell, what does it mean? Leave everything and go to class. So, surhunna, make them incline, meaning tame them and make them incline towards who? Ilaika, to you. Tame them and make them incline towards you, that whatever you do, whenever you call them, they come running towards you. Some say that the word surhunna, from the root sad wa ra, means to cut something to pieces. So, surhunna gives us two meanings. First of all, to incline something, and secondly, to cut something to pieces. Twist them towards you, cut them towards you. Cut them up and mix them together. Mix up their flesh and their feathers. Summa then, meaning once you have tamed them and you have cut them up to pieces, cut all the birds up to pieces, and you have mixed up their flesh and their feathers, what do you do? Summa then, ij'al, you put. You put ala upon kulli jabalin, every mountain. Minhunna, from them, from what? From the birds, juz'a, a portion. Juz'a, from the root jim, zay, hamza. Juz. And juz is used for portion of something. The book that you have right now, what does it say? Juz 3. It's a portion, it's a part of the Quran. It's a third part. So, juz, a portion of something. So, a portion of those birds, meaning, like for example, one part of their meat, what should you do? Place it on a mountain. Summa then, udu'u hunna, you call them. Udu'u, you call, hunna them. Hunna refers to the birds. Call the birds. They have been inclined towards you, you have tamed them, so now call them. What's going to happen? Ya'tinaka, they will come to you. Ya'tina, you see the noon at the end? That's for feminine. Just as udu'u hunna, noon at the end for feminine. So ya'tinaka, these birds will come to you, how? Sa'ya, running. Sa'ya from the root sin'inya, sa'i, which means to run, to move speedily. They will come to you in speed. They will come to you running. Obviously birds don't run. What does it mean by this? They will fly towards you in great speed. They will come to you hurriedly. Wa'alam, and you know, anna Allah, that indeed Allah, He is Azizun Hakim, always almighty and also always all wise.
Let's listen to the recitation from the beginning.
تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَلَّمَ اللَّهُ وَرَفَعَ بَعْضَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٍ وَآتَيْنَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَيَّدْنَاهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ ولو شاء الله ما اقتتل الذين من بعدهم من بعد ما جاءتهم البينات ولكن اختلفوا فمنهم من آمن ومنهم من كفر ولو شاء الله ما اقتتلوا ولكن الله يفعل ما يريد يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة والكافرون هم الظالمون الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم لا إكراه في الدين قد تبين الرشد من الغي فمن يكفر بالطاغوت ويؤمن بالله فقد استمسك بالعروة الوثقى لا انفصام لها والله سميع عليم الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور والذين كفروا أولياؤهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون ألم تر إلى الذي حاج إبراهيم في ربه أن آتاه الله الملك إذ قال إبراهيم ربي الذي يحيي ويميت قال أنا أحيي وأميت قال إبراهيم فإن الله يأتي بالشمس من المشرق فأتي بها من المغرب فبهت الذي كفر والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين أو كالذي مر على قرية وهي خاوية على عروشها قال أنى يحيي هذه الله بعد موتها فأماته الله 100 عام ثم بعثه قال كم لبثت قال لبثت يوما أو بعض يوم قال بل لبثت 100 عام فانظر إلى طعامك وشرابك لم يتسنه وانظر إلى حمارك ولنجعلك آية للناس وانظر إلى العظام كيف ننشزها ثم نكسوها لحما فلما تبين له قال أعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير وإذ قال إبراهيم رب أرني كيف تحيي الموتى قال أولم تؤمن قال بلى ولكن ليطمئن قلبي قال فخذ 4 من الطير فصرهن إليك ثم اجعل على كل جبل منهن جزءا ثم ادعهن يأتينك سعيا واعلم أن الله عزيز حكيم
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته